Message for this Sunday. This week we invite Pastor Earl to preach, and Brother Kong is going to translate. 今天是联合团契, 所以我们的 Pastor Earl 他会讲道, 那孔弟兄翻译, 他题目就叫回忆, 这是今年所做的一切, 把时间交给 Pastor Earl, 那 for Pastor Earl and 孔弟兄. And so it'd be nice if it was a big cushy chair with a fire roaring and we're sitting around and it's Christmas time and old man Earl is about to tell you some stories. So today's sermon is about reminiscing. A lot of you know that I cling very firmly to Mark
4.
And in Mark 4 it says, and Jesus taught them using stories. And then later on in the chapter it says, and Jesus didn't teach them anything without a story.
后来他又说,如果不用比喻的话,耶稣就不跟他们讲任何事情。
So as this holiday season comes to an end, and another year of our lives comes to an end, all of us, individually and collectively, you know, we're on an assortment of memories and stories and vibrant life.
所以当这个一年将要过去，我们每个人都过了人生当中的新一年，不管是从个人还是从集体来说，我们都过了过去的一年。那我们的生活都是由不同样的故事、不同样的记忆来组成的。
So this is why the sermon is going to be nothing but stories.
所以这次今天的那个讲道就只讲故事，什么都没有。
Now, don't try to figure out any theme between the stories, because there is none.
你不要去想到我这个讲的是一个什么样的主题，没有主题。
There are a variety of stories shared by a variety of people who I love and care for.
是不同的对，跟不同的人和发生的那个不同的故事，那这些人都是我很爱的，很关心的。
Some of them are personal stories that I hope and pray will touch your heart.
有些是我个人的故事，我希望能够感动你的心。
Some stories belong to us.
有些故事跟我们每个人都有关系。
And I hope they'll smile. And as far from least as possible, some of the stories are the stories God has shared with us through His Word.
其中还有些故事呢，就是上帝在他的话语里跟我们分享的。For
those, I exclaim hallelujah to our mighty King and God, Jesus Christ our Lord.
对那些故事，那我会高呼 hallelujah 来感谢我们的全能的上帝。
So we're going to start with Acts. Acts chapter 20, verses 7 to 12.
从中使徒行传第二章七到十二节开始。
So on the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, he kept talking until midnight. There were many lampstands in the upper room where they were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on, and I'm going to add a few, and on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead.
我们聚会的那座楼上有好事跟去，有一个少年人名叫刘黑，坐在窗台上，因去沉睡。保罗讲多时，少年人睡熟睡熟了，就从山楼上掉下去。不是他来，已经死了。Now,
if I was stealing Paul, one of you would be coming up, and I'd be calling dead. I mean, you dead. Okay, and I'm going to fall on you. But we're not going to do that today.
如果是我讲到的话，如果你们其中一个年轻人掉下去死了，我就告诉你们死。但是那个我们今天不会这样做。
But that's what Paul did. He went down, he threw himself on the young man, and he put his arms around him, and he said, "Don't be alarmed. He's alive."
但是保罗不是这样的，他跑过去就扑在他的身上，抱着他说，不用发慌，他的灵魂还在身上。
Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate.
他再到楼上去，然后又掰饼又吃。
After talking till daylight, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted.
Okay. Yeah, that's the end of it. Okay. All right, can we, yeah. 有人把那童子活活的领来，得了安慰不小。So
what's the moral of this story?
所以他讲的故事是讲什么呢？
Let me look. Don't fall asleep while the pastor's speaking. Eutychus was falling and sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on.
当那个保罗在不断讲的时候，那个犹太古就
Seriously, God used Paul to revive this man.
认真的说，上帝用保罗来把这个人复活了。
Now that's a miracle.
那是一个神迹。
Now, if any of you youth fall asleep while I'm preaching a lesson,
如果你们那些年轻人，如果我在讲道的时候你们睡着了，
there's a couple of things I want you to know. Number one, don't sit in on a windowsill near an open window.
Because
I don't have the power of Paul to bring you back to life. Seriously, the story tells of God's power and how God can use all of us and how we can meet the needs of others.
So, 这是一个，虽然是神迹，但是上帝可以用我们每一个人来满足别人的需要。
So this past week, Sandy was cleaning our house, and you know, like most of us, we have these, you know, piles of things or boxes that none of us ever want to really deal with.
Yeah, 上个礼拜天 ，Sandy 就是他的太太，来在清理房屋的时候发现。 里边有很多那个老的、旧的这些那个盒子，里边装了很多没有人很久没有去清理的一些文件啊，什么有个纸张啊什么的。So
she found a lot of little short stories that I wrote back in the 1990s.
她发现一些我在1990年 在那个时候写的一些很短的故事。
So she read them all.
她读了。
And then told me, you should try and publish these.
她说你要去把这最应该把这个那个故事拿去发表。
And I immediately told her, no, you should try and publish these. I don't have the time to do that kind of thing.
她直接跟她太太说，不行啊，我你去那个发表吧，我没那么多时间。
But that did prompt me to read them again.
那就使我也许想去读一下。
And it was filled with great memories, and I began to reminisce, thus the title of this sermon.
那其中有很多很有意思的故事，是使我想起我今天来讲的这些，这个回忆这些老的故事。
So God gave me, and I hope some things which may speak directly to you.
上帝给我一些故事，我希望这些故事也能对你们讲话。
I didn't title them. They're basically the title was a date.
我也没给这些故事起题目，他们的题目就是他们的日期。
So this one's dated August 25th, 1994. I was 34 years old. And by the way, I still am 34 years old because I stopped counting. That's the only way the math works, is you have to stop counting.
这是那个1994年8月25日那个写的一个故事啊，那个时候我34岁，那现在我当然也还是34岁，因为我已经不再记得不再那个计算了，所以还是34岁。
So here we go. I was just thinking about my buddy Danny.
我在想念我的伙伴叫
Norman to most.
那 Norman 就是人家以为 Norman 是我的好伙伴。
But I always preferred to call Danny.
但是我是觉得。Danny 才是我最好的朋友。
I guess it's because it made a special connection to us.
我可能是因为我们有个特别的一个联系。
Danny passed away around 1987.
他那 Danny 1987年的时候就去世了。
He was my first friend that died.
这是我第一个去世的朋友。
Danny had muscular dystrophy.
他有这个Danny 有这个肌肉营养不良症。
Most of the time.I remember Danny was in a wheelchair. However, I do remember vaguely a time when Danny could walk.
那我大部分的时间他是坐在这个轮椅上，但是我依稀能够记得，好像有一两次他可以走。
However, it was only possible through the help of braces on his legs.
那当然，他能走是因为肯定是有这个支撑那个支架，他才可以走。
It was during this time.That Danny did a wonderful thing for me.
这个时候 Danny 给我做一件非常好的一件事情。
A thing that still makes me feel good whenever I remember my dear friend.
每次我想他的时候，我都感觉到非常的好。
It's a thing that he could only do at the time, and I could not do it.
这件事情是那个时候他可以做，但是我做不了的。
You see, Danny, my friend.Made me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
他可以为我做一个，花生酱和这个果酱的那个三明治。
Now, it wasn't the PBJ that was important to Danny. It was the fact that I couldn't make one.
并不是说这个三明治对 Danny 来说那么的重要，关键是我不会做，我做不了。
And he chuckled as.He recalled the experience some years later. You see, Danny was 3 years older than me and understood the physics of peanut butter and jelly making sandwich making.
他就每次经常就笑我，当然他比我大了三岁，所以他那个时候就已经懂得做这个三明治的这样一个物理的那个原理。
You see, he could succeed in completing this task without tearing the bread.
那关键是他可以把这个三明治做得非常的好，不会把这个面包给弄坏。
I could not do that.
我做不了。
Giant holes.
我经常弄搞一个大洞。
Bricks.
弄破了。
Tears.
再掉下一块。
Simply put, a PBJ mess.
就是简单来说，就是一堆乱七八糟做出来的东西。
So for years, Danny razzed me about my PBJ sandwich making inadequacies.
那就是笑我说我根本做不了，没这个本事。
Shredded G PBJ when I made them, perfect.When my buddy Danny created it.
我做的是很糟糕，但是那个 Danny 每次做的都是非常好。
What a good friend.
这真的是个好朋友。
As I aged, I grew away from Danny.
当我长大的时候，我就慢慢离开了 Danny.
I always felt guilty about my actions? Was it because he was confined to a wheelchair? Was it because this is just how life works?
我仍然觉得很那个有负罪感，不是因为不知道是因为是他是坐在轮椅上不能动，还是因为生活本来就是这样。
To this day, I really honestly don't know the answer.
那到现在我也想不出来到底是因为什么原因。
But this I do know, Danny was a good-hearted guy.
但是有一点我知道, Danny 是一个非常善良的, 好心的人。
Now, not every time, but almost every time, when I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I think of Danny.
不是每一次, 但是几乎都每一次, 我每一次做这个, 这个花生酱和这个果冻的三明治的时候，我都会想到Danny.
So my face brightens, and I remember us playing cards with his brother and next door neighbor.
那我经常会想起来，我跟他一起玩牌，和他的兄弟以及那个邻居一起玩牌的情景。
The times where we played skittle bowl while our parents actually bowled.
我有的时候我们。 当我们那个父母亲在玩保龄球的时候，我们去玩一种叫那个 skittleball.
The times we made carnivals, neighborhood carnivals for kids to come to and sold Kool-Aid in order to make money.
有的时候我们去在办那个游艺会的时候，我们就在一起办一个 Kool-Aid, 就库尔援助来赚点钱。
And many other stories that carried me through my peanut butter and jelly adventures.
还有很多其他的那个，跟那个，就除了那个做三明治以外，其他很多的故事。
Danny was a special friend to me.
Danny 是我一个特别的朋友。
I think of his friendship, his love, his giving, his PDJ making abilities, and it makes me smile.
我每次想到他的那个友情，他的那个爱，他的。 给予以及他做这个三明治，那个我都会非常的那个，我就会笑起来。
I can now make a nice peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
现在我可以做一个非常好的。
I can even do it without making holes or tears, but for some reason it doesn't taste the same. It's missing something.
但是我现在做的非常好，没有动了也会破了，那但是吃起来味道不一样，好像缺少了这个。 Danny的这个手触摸一下。
It's missing Danny's touch. His touch of giving. His friendship. His magic knife.
他的很神奇的那个刀子。
Isn't it amazing what we remember about people?
当我们想起我们朋友的时候，我们是不是很有意思？
The simplest things can make a lasting impression.
很简单的事情可以让我们。
PDJs, no holes, no tears or rips, just a smooth spread, love. Wow.
三明治没有动，没有掉下来的，没有破的，就是那个爱，真的是很神奇。
Danny was a wonderful friend, and he showed love to his little buddy through an undemanding task.
He cares.
I miss you, Danny Dorn. I miss your smiles.
Danny,
I learned a special skill from you, my brother.
Danny, 我跟您学了一个很好的一个很。
It's nice to think whenever I make a flawless peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it's because of you.
我每次想到我能做一个完美的一个三明治，那是因为你。
I recently taught my daughter how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without tearing the bread.
最近我教我的女儿怎么样做一个三明治，不会把这个面包弄破的三明治。
And Danny was right there.
Danny 就站在后面。
He was standing beside me in my heart, coaching me through the process, and helping me make the spread smooth.
来教导我整个的过程，让我做一个好的没有痛的这样。
So what a time. We cry for the loss of our friends, but at some point, the tears dry up.
那我们为我们的朋友哭泣，但是一段时间以后，我们的眼泪就干了。
We can think of them without the tears.
我们可以不用呼吸，但是来回忆他们，回想他们。
And for me, we can think of them without the tears.
对我来说，我可以想他，不至于没有那个破洞的那个伤。
Now, did you get the message for the video? No. Okay. I've been sick all weekend, so there's a couple things I didn't take care of. But I encourage you to go to our YouTube site and look at the 2012 video. I thought it was perfect because you saw all these little ones in the video that have worshiped God with you this morning, and I think it would have been a great point of reminiscing.
Now, if you have time, go back and look at the 2012 video. It talks about the little children doing this
So let's jump to the scriptures again.
我们再回到这个神的话语。圣经。
2 Kings 6, 1 to 7. I'm going to let you guys read this one.
Okay, 我们来一同来读中文的哈。If you speak English, of course, read English. Okay, 2 Kings 6, 1 to 7, 六王记下第六章一到七节。Okay.
OK 啊，
那我们一同来读啊，读英文的读英文，读中文的读中文。先知们族对以利沙说：“看哪、啊，我们同你所在的地方过于窄小，求你宽容我们往约旦河去，个人从那里取一根木料建造房屋居住。”他说：“你们去吧。”OK，next、okay, one。OK， 有一人说：“求你与仆人同去。”回答说我可以去，于是以利沙与他们同去，到了约旦河就砍伐树木。有一人砍树的时候斧头掉在水里，他就呼叫说：哀哉，我主啊，这斧子是借的。神人问说掉在哪里了，他将那地方指给以利沙看，以利沙砍了一根木头抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。以利沙说拿起来吧，那人就伸手拿起来。
Okay.
So the moral of this story is don't borrow anything without the power to return it. Or without hard work and hardship, we may miss the glory of God being revealed.
如果我们没有办法那个努力工作的话，我们会那个看不到上帝的荣耀。
And of course, we see the miracle of God working in our lives.
当然我们也看到。上帝这个耶和华跟通过那个以利沙的手，给做出来。
Next story，
下面一个故事。
September 7th, 1994。
1994年9月7号。
One Christmas, I wanted to make some money so I could buy Christmas presents, and so did my mom.
所以当 Christmas 快来的时候，我打算。赚点钱来买一些那个圣诞礼物。那我妈妈也是这样。
Shoveling snow didn't fulfill my need, and my mom, well, she didn't like to shovel snow.
那个啊，给人家铲雪，不能满足我的要求啊。另外，我妈妈也不喜欢铲雪。
Besides, no snow.
而且那根本就没有雪。
So to try and address our need, my mom decided it was time to bring back the old standby.
然后当我妈妈想要帮我们解决这个问题的时候，她就想到一些老的一些放在边上的一些东西。
Creativity.
这是她的那个创造力。
She used her talents to create these little crocheted Christmas stockings.
她用她的那个才干编织了一些那个圣诞的那个袜子。
They were red with a white little top.
他们是红的，那个上面一个白的一个小。
And in each and every one of these stockings, she put this little teeny candy cane.
在每一个袜子里边就放一个小小的这个泡泡糖。
After my mom produced about 30 of these little stockings, the time came for my part of the adventure.
所以，当我妈妈做了30个这样的那个圣诞袜子的时候，那就是我下面是我的任务了。
I was the salesman.
我是个这个推销员。
So I placed all the stockings neatly in an old Coke box, you know, the corrugated kind, and I put on my navy parka and was on my way.
所以我就把这些那个小袜子都放在这个放装 Coke 的这个 box 这个盒子里边，那我就穿上我的那个蓝的这个夹克，然后我就出去了，去卖去了。
So knock knock, each door of the people in my neighborhood.
所以就对每一家我就敲门，每一个那个我的邻居我都给他们敲门。
My first day of sales was a great success. I sold them all.
第一天我非常的成功，把所有的给卖光了。
50 cents a pop.
五毛钱一个。
I got a dime.
我每一次我赚五毛钱的时候，我会得到一毛钱。
20% commission, not too bad, right?
20%的这个佣金还不错。
I was an entrepreneur.
我是一个创业者。
My mom was shocked and thrilled.
妈非常的开心，很激动。
So she proceeded to make more.
她就继续做，做了更多。
Once again, I hit the streets soliciting her wares.
再一次我就跑到街上去给把她的那个产品给她去卖。
By the season's end, I made about 20 bucks.
这个季节结束的时候，我赚了20块钱。
200 stockings.
卖掉总共200个。
Good haul.
非常好，真的不简单。
You know, while I was selling these little stockings, I experienced great sadness, but at the same time, I experienced great gladness.
当我每次就是卖这些那个小袜子的时候，我就经常会感觉到，有的时候非常的难受，但是有的时候也非常的开心。
And to be honest, there wasn't much ground in between.
除了这两样感受以外，好像中间没有别的感受。
If I made a sale.Great.
如果卖掉一个，我就很开心。
If the prospect said no, sadness.
如果要买家说不要，那我就很
No middle road feelings.
没有中间的感受。
Interesting enough, when you compare this experience with life, there are a lot of similarities.
当你有意思的是，当你把这个经历和我们的生活来比较的时候，你发现很多相似的地方。
We want to try and achieve the great feelings, and we frown upon the rejection. But how do we achieve this great feeling on a more continuous basis?
我们想得到这个很开心的结果，但是如果那个碰到人家拒绝的时候，我们就只好皱眉头。那怎么样才能不断的能够得到这样的成功的那个经历呢？
Do we constantly try to get people to see things our way?
我们能不能让每次都让别人按照我们的思想来想呢？
Actually, I think.Part of the secret lies in the selling of those little stockings.
我就想到其中那个卖这些小袜子的其中的一些奥秘就是
I think we shouldn't try for the high in life. If we settle down and we realize that life is better at an even keel, ultimately the highs need to be leveled out with the lows.
他们不能就想着每次都能够成功，每次都那么那个都非常的那个。那么好，但是有的时候还得有些比较低谷，不是每次都是高山，而且经常是有低谷，所以经常最好是比较平衡的。
Make it all even, I say, and even will bring more consistency. And people say they want spice in their life, however, they don't want to pay the consequences or of the sacrifices.
那我是觉得比较平衡比较好。那经常有的时候我们都希望。我们生活里面很多的刺激，但是呢，我们又不想那个做出牺牲来付这个代价。
They want their cake and eat it too, and they want it all. Well, it doesn't work that way. Even, equal, balance. That's what we need.
所以他们想那个把 cake 和面包全都吃掉，都得到什么都什么好处都得到，但是我是觉得最更好的是一个平衡，是那个equal平衡，对。
I mean, we like our groups. Being a part of a group gives us identity and acceptance.
我们很喜欢我们的那个小组。那在小组里边，我们每个人都有我们的这个identity。这个
When people buy into our way of thinking, we're joyed. Our groups or organizations reinforce our existence, our purpose. So this little stocking salesman before you needs to know that it is okay not to be accepted by some people.
那当我们别人都接受我们的时候。我们大家都很开心，我们的小组的组也都是更加的更加的开心。但是我们必须要这个卖袜子的经验让我知道，就是说有的时候
，It's also okay to be accepted by others。
有的时候你要接受说那个别人不接受你。
As a matter of fact, it's a prerequisite。
那你别人不接受你是首先是个首要的条件。
The trick is selecting who we want to be。To accept us.
那但是其中的奥秘就是说，你要选择谁可能会跟你一起的，变成你的那个关系的人。
Who do you want to call an associate?
没有want谁你想跟那个叫做是跟你有关系的人。
Who says I earned only $20?
谁说我只赚了20块钱
？I earned and I learned that I belong.
那我那个也学了我也赚了钱，也学了我跟谁有关系。
I learned that I should too care. If it is best if I care first.
我也学到就是不光别人要关心，但是我也要关心，我首先要关心。
So if I make the first step.
所以如果我那个迈出第一步的话。
And I knock on the door.
如果我在他们门上敲门的话。
And I say to you.
我跟你说。
Would you like to buy a little stocking?
你想买一个我的圣诞小袜子吗？
Most people want to help.
很多人都愿意帮助。
Most people will help.
有的人是真的是去帮助。
However,
但是
you have to remember they have to be asked.
但首先你必须要知道你首先要去问。
Asking you shall receive.
当问的当那个要求的时候你就可以得到。
You'll receive your gift.
你会得到你的礼物。
The gift of acceptance.
那个被接纳的这个礼物。
The gift of love.
被爱的这个礼物。
And the gift of others.
还有那个 gift of 别人作为一个礼物。
Now it wasn't until I was writing this sermon that I realized something.
也是一直到我写这个讲稿的时候，我才意识到。
That money my mother made.
我妈妈赚的那个钱
was for presents for my sister and I.
是为了给我姐姐还是妹妹和我给我们两个买礼物的。
Humbled by that thought.
我非常的
I'm reminded why I'm here as a pastor.
让我想起为什么我今天在这里能够成为这个牧师站在这里。
My mom is like the adults and parents in this room.
我的妈妈就像这个房间里面的一个大人一个父母一样的
sacrificing for her children
为给她的小孩子们那个做出牺牲
sacrificing time
她牺牲她的时间
and I've said this so many times but it's because I stand in awe
我讲了这个
all of you adults the sacrifice of uprooting yourselfin order to have a better life for your future children is just overwhelmingly amazing to me because I know I would never have the courage to do that.
我像我以前在这里讲过的，我今天想再讲一次。我们这里的大人们很多都是从中国来的，因为你们能够离开你们的家乡来到这个国家，以至于让你们的小孩子们能够过一个更美好的日子，实在让我觉得非常的。不简单，我觉得我自己可能没有这个勇气做这样的事情。
Second Kings 2:19-22. Now that's perfect.
Okay.
So we're going to jump to the next one, Joe, because we're tight on time. Can you go forward? That's the one.So from there, Elisha went up to Bethel, and he was walking along the road, and some boys came out of town, and they jeered at him. And they said, "Get up out of here, Baldy." They said, "Get up out of here, Baldy." They said it twice. He turned around and he looked at them and called down a curse on them in the name of the Lord. Then two bears come out of the woods and they maul 42 of these boys. And then he went on to Mount Carmel. From there, he returned to Samaria.
Okay, come back. Yeah, Elisa 从那里上伯特利去，正上去的时候，有些童子从城里出来，喜笑他说：“秃头的上去吧，秃头的上去吧。”他回头看见，就奉耶和华的名咒诅他们。于是有两个母熊从林子里出来，撕裂他们中间42个童子。以利沙从伯特利上加密山，又从加密山回到撒玛利亚。
Moral of the story. Youth, listen very carefully.
年轻人，你们要。
Don't make fun of bald people.
不要给不拿那个秃头开玩笑。
Especially me, Raymond.
特别是我。
Maybe God will grant me the power to call down a curse on you and have bears maul you.
也许上帝会给我这样权利，让你把这个那个熊叫来，把你们给都吃了，给你们都给吃了。
Now I doubt that.
我当然很怀疑。
But if we know your parents,
但是如果我知道你们的父母的话，
those bears will take away your technology.
那是大熊会把你们的所有的这是那个 technology 这个电子那个玩具给你们给收缴掉。
Now when we read this scripture, we're like, what?
当我们读这些故事的时候说，怎么回事？
Most scholars discuss it this way.
很多的那个学者会讨论。
First, it was 42 boys.
42个孩子被吃掉了。
That implies that there were more than 42.
那就说明肯定比42还要多。
In Hebrew, the word translated as youth can also mean young men.
在希伯来里那个希伯来文字里边说那个童子实际上多半是讲这个年轻人已经。比较懂事的年轻人。
Finally, the term bald head was not about hair.
那的秃头不是指的是光是讲的是头发的事情。
It's more of a statement of contempt of the prophet.
是对这个先知的一个藐视。
And he was clearly a prophet of the Lord, and they were all Baal worshiping young men.
那当然，他那个伊丽莎是一个。上帝的这个先知那些其他的那些人都是拜那个巴利的这些人。
And if you notice, he didn't finish going to Bethel, he went to Mount Carmel.
但你看他先离开那个伯特利的时候，他先去加密山。
August 30th, 1994.
1994年8月30号。
My job takes me on the road a bit, and one day I went to Pennsylvania.Oxford Valley specifically, and it was lunchtime when I went to this pizza place in the mall.
我的工作让我经常去到不同的地方去。这一次是到宾夕法尼亚那个 Oxford Valley 这个地方去。
Two slices and a drink for $3.99.
那到吃饭的时候，我就去一个卖披萨的地方。那两个披萨加一个饮料，$3.99。
As I sat down, I observed a mother with her three little boys and one little girl, and pop pop.
来一个，当我坐下的时候，我就看到一个女的带着三个小男孩，一个小女孩，还有一个老爷爷。
I mean, they couldn't have been more than a year apart, with the oldest being 7 years old.
他们的小孩都差不多大，最多是一年一个，然后最大的恐怕就是7岁。
And I really enjoyed this lunch, not because of the food, it was because of the entertainment.
我很享受这顿饭，不是因为这个吃的多好，而是关键是我看着他们很开心。
First came the dishing out of the pizzas, everyone shouting "Mom!" Then came the French fries, with the oldest one coming out on top. Of course, they needed ketchup.
当那个妈妈分这个披萨的时候，每个人都大喊叫喊妈妈，然后分这个 French fries 的时候，这个老大就拔到了头筹，得到第一个得到这个 French fries。 当然他们还要拿 ketchup。
And the little girl went to get the condiment, and all the food was distributed, and then the feast began.
啊，这个小女孩就去拿这个调味剂，然后当所有的那个食物都那个分好了之后，就开始吃了。
And the feast was half complete when the one communal cup of birch beer arrived on the scene.
啊，当那个大家都吃了一半的时候，一大碗的一大杯的这个饮料啊，就递过来了。
Again, everyone shouted "Mom!" and they passed the drink. And as you could probably guess, it spilled.
啊，当他每个人都要先喝，都喊妈妈，所以这一碗大碗的这个饮料就从他们中间转来转去。
Calmly, the mom cleaned up the mess. Pop-Pop sat there the whole time, basking in the sunshine of his little girl and his glorious grandchildren.
啊，当然那个饮料就喝得到处都是，那妈妈就把这个桌子那个清理干净了。这个老爷爷就坐在那里，特别欣赏他的小外甥女，当然也是欣赏那些其他那些小外甥们。
You see, their smiles was his light, and he was wearing this bright baby blue baseball cap with Hawaii stamped across the front.
当然那些小孩子笑容就是他的光，他穿一个那个蓝的这个衣服外套，然后头上戴个帽子，然后上面写这个夏威夷。
Food was everywhere.
那到处都是那个食物。
The communal cup was passed one last time, and the boys scattered, and Mom cleaned up the debris from the war zone.
那一大杯的饮料又转了一遍，每个人都喝一点，然后弄得到处都是。就吃完的时候，就像那个战场一样，到处都是。他们就开走了。
Mom, frazzled, raising children, what a business.
妈妈带领小孩子们是一件非常辛苦的事情。
This woman had her MBA, a master's in bold achievement.
这个女的有一个获得一个 MBA 是那个。很大成就的这个硕士。
She fed them all. She kept them busy, and she even had a nice little conversation with her dad.
她让每个人都吃饱了，就每个人都很开心，而且她还在这个中间跟她的爸爸那个做了个聊过天。
Holy moly, I was impressed.
我真的是印象非常深刻。
I guess going into the center court of this mall and figuring out the wattage to run the display was small potatoes compared to the business she was in.
那相应来说，我的工作就是跑去帮他们装扮这个圣诞的这个 display 这个对，跟这个妈妈的工作相比来说，真的是一个小小的这个土豆了。
What a job! Motherhood is underrated.
做母亲这件事情，我们平时都看太小看了。
Motherhood is truly an elite position for the few, the proud, and thank God the women.
做妈妈确实是精英才能做的事情，我感谢上帝，他们就那个做的这么好，那个妇女们做的这么好。
So let us thank God for moms and pop-pops.
我们为妈妈和老爷爷们来感谢上帝。
Skip the next section.
All right.
So let me close with this last story.
让我来把最后这个故事讲完。
This is a story of a man who decided the call of God, to follow the call of God despite the seemingly ridiculous potential outcome.
这是一个关于一个人愿意听上帝的话，来尽管他看他的那个结果会很奇怪。
You see, this man was called to be a pastor.
这个人被上帝呼召做一个那个牧师。
He kind of felt that 10 years prior.
他十年以前就已经感觉到上帝的这样一个呼召。
And actually worked as a volunteer minister for many years in the 1990s.
当他那个感到这呼召的时候，他就。作为一个自愿传道者很多年。
Eventually graduated seminary in 2003.
最后在那个2003年的时候，他从神学院毕业了。
Knowing he needed training, little did he know that God was teaching him more through the journey than he was through the textbooks and the lectures.
他当然知道他需要这个训练，但是他那个时候不知道上帝通过他这个做牧师的这样一个这样一个过程比他从那个书本上学的更多多得多。
Eventually his youngest was in middle school when a dear friend called him to guest preach at his church.
那当他的那个时候的主要工作是在中学里面教书啊，有一次他的一个最好的一个朋友给他打电话，叫他到一个教会去讲道。
This man accepted the invitation and enjoyed the opportunity and then went back to his volunteer ministry.
啊，他那个接受了这样一个邀请，他很享受那一次的传道，接受以后他又回到他原来这个志愿传道的工作上工作去了。
About 2 weeks later his friend called him again to preach because one of his children were getting married.
啊，那个两个礼拜以后这个朋友又给他打电话说，哎，再来讲道，因为我的小孩子要结婚了，我没时间。
Another opportunity to serve and also to think about his dear friend.
再一次的他来服侍，那也同时想起他的最好的朋友。
Again the man returned to his small church as a volunteer minister.
去处以后他又回到他小小的那个教会里边做这个志愿传道。
The next part was terrible news. About 3 weeks later, his friend had a heart attack.
三个礼拜以后，这是一个很悲伤的故事。他的这个朋友有一个心脏病发作。
And this caused much distress for his family.
对他的家庭呢，是一个很大的一个挑战。
As he was recovering, there was another emergency, and he had another heart attack, and they had to put a pacemaker in.
那后来那个结束以后，他又有了一个那个。心脏病，然后结束的时候就给他装了一个心脏起搏器。
His friend was in the hospital for quite some time, and was told that he needed months to recover.
他的家人都在那个医院里边，他们听说他需要经过好几个月才能够从他的那个疾病当中复原回来。
All this time, the man was preaching in his place. This was a full summer.
这段时间里边三个月的。整个夏天啊，这个人都在啊他的朋友的教会里边传道。
During those 3 months, the man felt like an outsider, but he did enjoy teaching.
在这个三个月当中，他觉得他自己好像是个外人，但是他很享受他的教导。
After 3 months, his friend told him, "says I'm not coming back. I told the church that you would be a perfect fit."
那三个月以后。他的朋友给他打电话说，我已经跟教会讲了，我不会再回去了，我告诉他们说你是最好的，这个
非常适合。 And then he instructed him to pray about it.
他说你为这件事情祷告吧。
The man prayed, but he couldn't stop thinking who would come to a church where he stood out.
我这个人在不断的在那里祷告的时候，他主心里总是说谁会去一个这个教会他自己都觉得是一个外人。
Why a church where he feltuncomfortable for 3 months.
这个教会他觉得不是很舒服。
Why a church where he felt like an outsider?
他为什么去一个他感觉自己是一个外人的一个教会呢？
And the man asked himself, "Why, Lord? Why here?"
他就不断的问上帝说，为什么那我要在这里呢？
But no matter how much he tried, he couldn't get past what he felt God was telling him.
不管他怎么，但是他不管他怎么来尝试，他没办法那个越过那个上帝好像要他在这里做传道的这样一个感动。
Here I am，
那就是我了。
Lord, send me.
God, 上帝把我送到这里来了。
I want you there. Some of you know this story. Some of you have lived this story. This is my story of my home away from home.
我想你们都已经听过这个故事，那这是我的故事，是我在我家以外另外一个家的故事。
The story how I came to my wonderful church, and yes, this is my church.
这是我来到这教会的故事。对了，这就是我的教会。
I belong here.
我是属于这里的。
God has made that perfectly clear.
上帝让这件事情非常的清楚。
And may God continues to make it perfectly clear.
我也希望上帝继续的来给我一个清晰的一个信号。
God has me doing things I never would have dreamed of.
上帝让我做一些我从来不敢去想的一些事情。
Can you believe a former creative producer, published illustrator, artist with an extensive background in scenery and a career, which is really thriving, becomes a pastor at a Chinese church located in an Hmong community.
你能不能想象一个是一个一个字那个那个一个那个那个艺术家，一个那个画画的，然后还是一个非常好的一个那个职业的人，怎么会变成一个在这个一个比较富裕的一个地方的中文教会的一个传一个牧师呢
？A boy who grew up in Dundalk.
在 Dundalk 这个地方成长起来一个男孩。
Somewhat poor.
在穷困的生。
To the parents who didn't graduate high school.
他的父母没有从高中毕业。
His dad went to the sixth grade and his mother went to the eighth.
他的爸爸只有六年级毕业，六年级，只上到六年，妈妈上到八年级。
Lord, how could someone like that serve your church?
怎么会那个有这样一个人会在你们的教会里面服事呢
？Really?
真的吗
？How?
怎么会呢
？Well, then God extends his story to now include shaping this man into a therapist.
上帝继续的把这个事情 扩展，让这个人变成一个therapist， 一个咨询家。
Really?
真的吗
？Again?
再一次的吗
？You know what?
你知道吗
？I'm totally convinced that only God can create a story such as this.
我相信只有上帝能够创造这样的故事。
Only God would bless obedience in such a wonderful, unique and powerful way.
这上帝能够祝福那些愿意听他的人，在一种特别的这个充满那个有力的这样的方式。
From 2006 to now.
从2006年到现在。
I've been a part of an incredible journey.
我参与了你们那个非常那个了不起的这样一个。
A journey of hope.
旅行，这个旅行是。
Joy.
是希望。
Peace.
喜乐平和平
，friendship
友情
，love
爱
，culture
文化
，learning
学习
，teaching
教导
，and uniqueness
独一
，and doing it all without regret
我做这所有的这一切都没有后悔
，only God
唯有上帝
，only God and the best part of reminiscing about my time here.And there's nowhere near enough time for me to share all the stories that have been written in our hearts as I serve here.
我想告诉你们的是，我讲老故事的里边最好的、最重要的一条，就是说，我现在没有这么多的时间能够把在这个里边，在这个这段时间里边，我心里的故事都跟大家讲出来。
But I will share with you that.Our God-driven church has a mission, and the journey is not over.
我要告诉大家的是，我们上帝所带领这个教会有一个使命，而这个使命并没有结束。
God has more stories in store for us.
上帝还有很多的故事要给我们。
There are more times for us to work together.
还有很多的时间让我们在一起的努力，一起工作。
More times for God to work through us.
也很多更多的时间让上帝通过我们来工作。
I'm so in awe of what you've done in 3 days, guys.
我特别感动的是你们在过去的3天里边所做的很了不起的事情。
And what you will do, particularly you youth, with what you've learned this weekend.
我也特别感动的就是你们通过这过去的这个周末所学到的在将来所要做的事情。
I'm saddened that I couldn't be here, but maybe that's a good thing.
我很感觉那个很感觉很不好，我过去的3天不在这里，但是呢我觉得这也许是上帝的那个美意。
You obviously didn't need me.
你们不需要我。
Plus none of you want me to sing.
你们也不需要我来唱歌。
But you know what else I believe?
你还有什么？你觉得我还有什么要告诉你们呢
？I believe that each and every one of us have changed in some way and are probably still changing.
我像我们每个人都在某种程度上做了改变，我想我们还是在继续的改。
And because of that, we we can change the world through him and for him.
因为这样我们可以通过上帝来改变，而且为上帝来改变，改变这个世界。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor 给我们今天所提醒我们，我们每一个人的人生都很多故事，过去的故事，将来的故事，但是不要忘记神在我们的生命当中掌管一切，所以你过去的故事你可以想想是不是神在带领你。 Okay, we have all kind of story in the past or in the future, but remember God is always in your story. 因为时间的问题，我们不会唱这个回应诗歌。今天因为有一个特别的，就是我们有一个案例的指示。Because of time, we are not going to sing the responsive song. But because today we have a special ceremony, we have to ordain our deacon, Brother Chen. So, Pastor, can you come up and do this ordination? 一个很简单的仪式，一个 it's a very simple.
Joe.
陈弟兄，请到前面来。陈九华弟兄 ，He's our new deacon.
And Ming, you need to come up here.
他的夫人啊，孙燕，啊，孙燕，孙敏。
Can I get all the deacons to come up now, please?
请所有的教会的执事出来。陈弟兄是我们教会被选出来明年2020年度的新的执事，因为他从来没有当过执事，所以我们有一个案例的仪式给他 ，become a deacon of the church. serving the church in the past and current.
There's one more hiding.
One more. 李永胜弟兄，李弟兄，你也是曾经做执事。It's an honor to be a deacon.
Amen to that. I'm going to ask Alfred to read Timothy chapter 3, where it talks about the qualifications of being an elder. And a deacon.
Pastor 要我从圣经里面读关于怎么做一个执事跟长老的职分，那他的 qualification 就是那个资格，在提摩太前后 first or second必须遵端章，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要传清洁的良心，坚固正道的奥秘。这的人也要先受试验，若没有可知之处，然后叫他们做执事。女执事也是如此，必须端章，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。只是只要做一个人一个仆人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家， 因为上座指示的自己走得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的正道上大有胆量。 That's it. That is the qualification for being deacon. 这指示应该是怎么样一个人。
So I want to ask you a few questions, and I want you to respond. I do. Joe, do you believe in the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is his only Son, fully man and fully God?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in the invisible church of Jesus Christ that's out and about trying to serve the Lord, and are you willing to be a deacon to serve among us?
Yes, I do.
May God grant you the power and the energy and the support from our church so that you may grow in Christ and help others to grow too. And I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I've known Joe and Ming for a while, and I don't need to ask too many questions. Sometimes I ask a bunch, but I know their hearts, and they've been serving the youth ministry really, 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 really in an awesome way, and I thank God for them, and I would like to give them an applause. Now, because I'm a little mean, I'm going to ask them to kneel, and I'm just kidding. But before they kneel, Xiaobei, you need to take Joe's away. He needs to repent a little bit more. Now, please kneel.
现在他们
please kneel.
在跪在神的面前许愿，要做一个忠心的指示。
Now, if all the deacons can come around and lay hands on those two.
好，我们教会所以前的指示，按手在他们身上，为他们祷告。
We are going to pray. I want you all to bow your heads and pray for God to use these people. And it's a silent, well, it's a silent prayer, but we're going to talk out loud.
Yeah, 我们一起低头在神的面前为他们祷告，求神给他们有力量，能够做神的用人，只是在教会做只是服侍他。我们一起祷告。